Amanda a little bit earlier, being a few different places at the same time again, trying to figure that out. Just clarify, I got the message. I just got it now from Arab Shabbat. That's good. That's good. Okay, so we're learning how Rav Kook explains the difference between the leadership of Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua is the difference between Shabbos and Yontif. Shabbos and Yontif. With all of the greatness of Shabbos, it doesn't continue on. I think, is that a sitter on the floor? With all of the greatness of Shabbos, it doesn't have a way of moving beyond its day. Ashenikin Yontif, Yontif, Chalamoid, Isruchag. And also, Shabbos is forbidden, all malach is forbidden. It doesn't relate to the needs of human beings, Shabbos. It's a different, world that came upon us from Hashem. And Yontif, of course, relates to our needs. Yontif responds to our needs, the malachas of Achol Nefesh, to prepare food and so on. And we've been talking about this Torah of Rav Kook, this amazing Torah, the difference between the hanhag of Moshe Rabbeinu, which was something that couldn't last. It was that special hanhag, like we learned from Rav Tzaddik, Shvichsav, the Midbar, the Nani Akavid, the Man. It was that Hanhaga that Bnei Yisrael couldn't really relate to. We went along for the ride, but we didn't really relate to it. We couldn't absorb Moshe Rabbeinu's Hanhaga. And Yeshua, Chazak V'amatz, Yeshua is strengthened. He receives the Or from the height of Moshe Rabbeinu, and he begins a new hanhaga, and this was because it was something that had never been before. He was frightened. Moshe Rabbeinu was nervous about this as well. This was going to be a hanhaga that was a yontiv dekahata hanhaga that came with the heskim, with the consent, and with the understanding, and the absorption of the Jewish people to be able to be able to understand, to appreciate Yeshua. Therefore, from the very beginning, in the first parak, as we read together, not only does Hashem give Yeshua chizik, but the whole nation is giving Yeshua tremendous chizik, and the whole Am Yisrael is behind him, and promises to stay with him, no matter what. Since it came from within Am Yisrael, like Yontif, that comes from Am Yisrael, so to speak. I mean, the Kiddush HaChodesh, the Zmanim come from us, Bezdin and so on. So that's the Hanhaga of Yeshua. But we have to realize, and it's especially the time now that we have, that we're in a Shana Mubaris, that we just started now Adar Sheni. And Adar Sheni, we just started Adar Rishon. And when you have 2 months of Adar, the 2 months of Adar, in order to see to it that we have that alignment of the sun and the moon, this is the sugi of Moshe Rabbeinu and Yehoshua. As you all know, we spoke about it a little bit, Purim a little bit at the end last week. And you all know that the reason that we have the extra month of Adar is to see to it that the moon and the sun don't drift apart from each other. The way that we count the months and the years, Pesach has to come out in Chodesh Ha'aviv, has to come out in the season of the spring. And because of the difference in the 11 days, it could be over time that if we don't make up a missing month, that Pesach won't come out in the spring. Because of that difference between the solar and the lunar calendars. If we have to have a Nibiyar, we add a month. And by adding the month, we're able to make sure that Pesach comes out the Mayadai in the time of the spring. So Shana Mubaris and Ibiyar is that realignment of the sun and the moon. And it's a yichud of the sun and the moon, which is Moshe Rabbeinu and Yehoshua. So the Torah that we're going to learn now, before we're able to move forward with the second chelik of Chazak V'Amatz, to understand on a deeper level Chazak V'Amatz, what that means, This Torah is a Torah from the great Talmud of the Ramchal, Rav Moshe David Vali. That's what you have in front of you, from Rav Moshe David Vali. The Sefer Yeshua, as you see, is called Mizrach HaShemesh. His Torahs are very, very deep. They're difficult. They're filled with the Kabbalah of his Rebbe. But we can make out part of it on our level. We could try to understand. And you'll see that it's Kedai. Because what's important is that even though there's a shift from the Hanhaga of Moshe Rabbeinu to the Hanhaga of Yeshua, and that Moshe Rabbeinu's Hanhaga had to end, he couldn't come to Eretz Yisrael. Only Yeshua could do that. Nevertheless, there cannot be a separation between the sun and the moon. In the absence of the sun has no light at all. Yeshua can't be, even though this is exciting, it's new, Yeshua is the rookie of the year, for sure. But Yeshua can't be without Moshe Rabbeinu. The moon has no light of its own. Pnei Moshe k'pnei Chama, Pnei Yeshua k'pnei Levana. We've been talking about that for over a year, that Gemara. The light of Moshe Rabbeinu is the face of Moshe Rabbeinu, is the face of the sun. And the face of Yeshua is the moon. So it's particularly Lamaise at this time. We have an Ibiur, Shana Muberes, which is the Yichud of Sihara Rishimsh. It's the Yichud of the moon and the sun. So we spoke a little bit at the end last week about Esther Malka and the moon and so on. So let's learn this Torah from Rav Moshe David. V'yachrei Mois Moshe Eved Hashem V'yom Hashem L'Yoshua Bin Nun V'sharis Moshe Leimar Hine Kva Yedua D'lo Shalto Sihara Ad Iskanish Shem Shul Gabo. It's known that the moon, even though the moon receives its light from the sun, but the moon cannot shine until the sun disappears, right? The moon can't shine. When the sun is blaring, the moon can't shine. That's what it means. Kvayidua de lo shalta sihara, the moon cannot be sholeit. The moon cannot rule. The moon is nothing. When the sun is out, the moon is a nothing. The only time the moon can begin to shine is when the sun disappears. So that's only after Moshe Eved Hashem, after the death of the son of Moshe Rabbeinu, can the moon begin to shine, can Yeshua begin to shine. And in order for this to happen, I'm not going to go into the Kabbalah Indian of the speaking about the sphere of Malchus and the moon, but in order for this to happen, that the moon will shine, there has to be the death of the sun and the death of Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, the Sefer begins, Moshe Avdi Meis. Now, we all know this, and it hurts that we, at the end of Chumash, why do you have to, you know, stick it in again, you know, the Moshe Avdi Meis? Because Moshe Avdi Meis is the Hakdama to Yeshua, because there can't be the light of Yeshua, of the moon, of Moshe Avdi, that Bechina, if that Ur of Moshe Rabbeinu was still shining, then the moon cannot shine. Vamnam, Rabbi Moshe David writes, Vamnam ain kima l'levana. Now, this, of course, is the irony. In order for the moon to shine, the sun has to die. But were the sun to be completely dead, then the moon wouldn't be able to shine at all. So the tzaddik explains, "Omnam ein kima l'levana." There is no kima l'levana. There is no, the levana can't stand. The levana has no existence, no light. Kim ba'or hashemesh shemeyala va'ozer lokum in the filosa. The moon wants desperately to shine, just like a child wants to have his or her own light. And the kid wants to be himself, to herself. Lamaisa, without the parent, the child has no light at all. So, on the main kima l'levana kim bo'ah Hashemah shemeyla v'oizra lokum in the filosa. The sun has to help the moon stand up from its nefila. from its falling apart, from its loss of light. So the moon, on the one hand, wants to shine. It wants to be able to be to have its light. It wants to be able to be a mashu, a mishu. But at the same time, that the moon can't really shine without the sun. And regarding this secret, this mystery, ksif, it says in Pasuk, Moshe avdi meis. And then it says, v'ata, right, and now that Moshe avdi meis, now that Moshe, my servant, is dead, v'ata, and now, kum avor es hayardin hazeh. And now that Moshe avdi meis, get up, kum, avor es hayardin hazeh, and cross over the yardin. But if Moshe avdi meis, if the sun has died, then how is the moon supposed to get up? If the sun, this is the problem at the beginning of the Sefer. If the sun has died, Moshe avdi meis, from where is the moon, Yeshua, going to take a kima? Meifu yikach et zeh? Where is he going to get a kima from? V'im zeh muvan yofe in yimash amar. So in order to understand this, what Moshe David says, we go back to Chumash, where it says that Vayichtav Moshe Hashir Hazayis, Moshe wrote the song. Vayitzav es Yeshua ben Nun, Vayomer Chazak ve'amatz. So the words that Moshe Benu spoke before he died were to continue on to give him that kima, that ability to stand. The same way that a parent leaves a tzava, a will, and the will is not just an inyan in Torah, it's not just an inyan of saying some words. It's a nesinas koach, the tzava. It's a nesinas koach. It gives the child strength. It gives the child from the koach of the parent. So we have to go back to the to Moshe Rabbeinu's parting words, and it says in Chumash. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Yeshua, Chazak ve'amatz. Ki ata sovi is b'nei Yisrael el ha'aretz asher nishbati lahem. And here are the main words. Erta Chazak ve'amatz. Va'anochi eheyeh imach. And I will be with you. I'm going to die. But va'anochi eheyeh imach. But I will be with you. Ki Moshe hu hamedaber em Yehoshua. Moshe is speaking at that point to Yehoshua. Umavticha sheyeh imo. And he promises him that even after I die, I'm going to still be with you. In other words, in terms of the guf, the sun is going to die. Moshe says, I'm going to be leaving you. I'm going to be leaving you. I'm going to be dying. But ki eyeh imach. But I'm not going to leave you. I'm going to, my guf is going to leave, but I'm not going to leave you. Ki Moshe hu medabrim Yeshua, mavticha sheyeh imo, b'roza de shimsha de nohir l'sahara, which is the roza, the secret, the mystery of the sun that gives light to illuminate the moon. V'rucha shel Moshe, yumamish nohir de shimsha de behiloi. And the ruach of Moshe Rabbeinu that he infused at that moment into Yeshua is mamish the light of the exalted sun. V'zeh soid eved melech kemelech. That's the secret of the servant of the king. It somehow has the power of the king. So Yeshua was mishores. That's why it says in the beginning of Yeshua, mishores Moshe. We all know what Yeshua did for a living. Everyone knows that Yeshua is the Mesharis Moshe. Why does he have to tell us again Mesharis Moshe? Because Eved Melech, meaning that to let us know that even though Moshe Rabbeinu has died, but he had received from the Koach of Moshe Rabbeinu and continues to receive. Lefichach ksiv, therefore it's written, Moshe Avdi Meis, Vata, and now Kum Avor, and now cross over the Yarden. Ki Ba'odenu Chai, Because as long as Moshe Rabbeinu was alive, the hanhaga, the leadership of the Jewish people, was that of the sun. And the moon was secondary. It was just, the moon was just serving the sun. Yeshua was tfeilul. That's why it says in Pasuk that Yeshua ben Nun was all of his life was Mesharis Moshe, was the moon. But now that Moshe Rabbeinu has died, there's a new hanhaga of the Jewish people, and we've been living with this ever since then, which is Hanhagas Halavana, the Anhaga of the moon. No longer the powerful burning sun, but the Anhaga of the moon that comes and goes, Aliyas and Yeridas and so on. Vashemesh Meyula, nevertheless, the sun continues to give its light, even after Moshe Rabbeinu died. Va'ayizra lahashlim es Anhagasa, and is always helping the moon, Yeshua, to continue on with his leadership. Because the moon, Yeshua, can't do anything without the sun. The same way that here in our physical, in this world, the moon cannot give light to us in this world if not for the sun that's shining upon her face, upon the face of the moon. And this is the secret of Yehoshua ben Nun. It says in Chumash, Yehoshua ben Nun mole ruach chachma. Yehoshua ben Nun was filled with ruach chachma. Now, Moshe ben Nun was chachma. Yehoshua ben Nun, you could hear, we're going to talk about this a lot. Ben Nun is what? Bina. Ben Nun is Bina. So it says in Pasuk, Yehoshua ben Nun mole ruach chachma, that even though he was dying, Moshe Rabbeinu somehow filled Yehoshua with his ruach, which is the ruach chachma. Yehoshua ben Nun mole ruach chachma ki somach Moshe as yodov olav, because Moshe had placed his hands upon him. He gave smicha to Yehoshua, which means that, you know, he zapped him. He gave that energy of Chachma. The sun infused the moon with its light to carry him for the rest of his life. And all the Chacham, till Mashiach comes. Because they need a Mashiach, is Yifrach B'Yom of Tzadik. It's Adli Areach. We'll talk about that in Mitzvah Shem. And, you know, the Gula of Mashiach and the moon. So, but Moshe David says, because the moon without the sun can't be. Now the sun also really has a problem without the moon, because Moshe Rabbeinu is hitting the rock. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't come to Eretz so. Moshe Rabbeinu needed a moon that would be able to diffuse his light and make his light something that human beings, that Jews, could live with. We love looking at the moon, but you can't look at the sun. So Moshe Rabbeinu, I mean, you walk in the sunlight, but you can't look at it. There needs to be a kli, and Yeshua is the one through whom Moshe Rabbeinu's light can come into our lives. So really, it's not just that the moon can't be without the sun, but what use is the sun without the moon also? Uchvayedua Shemaisha Nikrakein. I mean, even you see in the word Shemoshe has the Oisius Shemesh, right? Hashemesh. Shemaisha is the Oisius Hashemesh. Uchvayedua Shemaisha Nikrakein Beroza de Shem Mem Hei. And it's known that Moshe Rabbeinu's name is the side of the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, when it's written Yud Val Yud Vav Dalet Yud Hey Aleph Vav Aleph Vav and Hey Aleph, the Shem Mem Hey. Again, for those who learn the Svar, says by Moshe Rabbeinu V'Nachnu Ma. This spelling of this when you fill the letters Yud Vav Dalet, that's the Yud. Hey Aleph. Yud K, Vav, Aleph, Vav. It's the filling it with Alephs. That way of writing the Shem Yud K, Vav K, that Siruf, that way of writing the Shem Yud K, Vav K, equals 45. Equals Mem He. And Mem He is the site of Moshe Rabbeinu, who said, V'nachnu Ma, Mem He. It's the humility of Moshe Rabbeinu. What am I? Moshe Rabbeinu is Mem He. That was when a person is completely bottled klape Hashem. The person is nothing. Moshe Rabbeinu is there. But tachlis habittel. Moshe Rabbeinu is anivus. Moshe Rabbeinu is klape Hashem. But tachlis habittel. He didn't have his own being. Moshe Rabbeinu is bottled to Hashem. And therefore, the midah of Moshe Rabbeinu is chachma. It's over tiferes. I'm not going to go into that right now, but it's chachma. Because chachma is koach. Ma, the koach of complete humility of ma. What? Bittel, koach ma, is chachma. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. So this way of writing the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei with the Alephs is the gematria 45, which is ma, and that's the inyan of Moshe Rabbeinu. Vaydu shem Moshe nikush kein berozah the Shem Mem Hei. That's why when Hashem Yisrael first speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu, he says that Hashem v'amla mashmoi. They're going to ask me mashmoi, and ma oimer aleihem. It's all one after the other. Mem hey, mashmoi, ma oimer aleihem, mashmoi. The name of Hashem is to Moshe Rabbeinu is mem hey, ma shmo, and therefore ma oimer aleihem. I'm going to tell them the inyan of mem hey, which is the yukei vavkei written with aleves. Because that's the bechina of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is Chachma, and that's how he perceived HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'omer la mashmoi. Mashmo, that's the name. Mam, mashmo, mem hei. Kvaidu shem Moshe nikud kein berozah d'shei mem hei. V'akor ha'kolu mikol ha'sholosh oves, shem soid ha'gimel kavin, v'hoiraz ha'shin. So Moshe Rabbeinu's name is mem hei with a shin. In the middle. Achon? Moshe is Mem Shin Hei. So his name is Mem Hei. What's the Shin? Since Moshe Rabbeinu is Mem Hei, that's his inyan Chochma. Nach v'nach numa. Mashmoi, that's Moshe Rabbeinu is Mem Hei. So the Shin, where Moshe David says, that the Shin, Va'kor ha'kolu mikol ha'gimel ovis. Shem Soid Hagimel Kavin Bahiras Hashin. The three lines of the Shin are the three Ovis. The Moshe Rabbeinu was Koilel within him, the Koach, the energy of the three Ovis of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. So there's Mem Hei Chachma, and then the Bechinus of Chesed Gvur and Tiferes, which is the Shin, the three Kavim. The three lines of the Shin. V'Yoshua ben Nun berozah d'Shem Ban. V'Yoshua ben Nun is the secret, the mystery of the name of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei that equals Ban, which is 52. That's when it's written Yud Vav Dalet. Hey Hey, Yud Kei. Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Hey. Vav Vav, Hey Hey. Again, all of these shemes, if you learn the story, you know, each shame is a different spheres, and we're not going into that now. But that's called the shame Beis Nun Ban 52. Yud Vav Dalet, Yud Hey is Hey Hey, Vav is Vav Vav, and Hey Hey. That's the sphere of Malchus connecting to Bina. Malchus connecting to Bina. But Moshe Rabbeinu is Malchus connecting to Chachma, and by Yeshua is the Malchus, the connection of Malchus with Bina. Yeshua is bin Nun. Beis Nun, 52. It's the meaning of Nun Share Bina. the 50 Shari Bina. Bin Nun, we'll talk about that Mir Hashem in Perek Beis. It's Bin Nun. Is the Beis Bin is Nun Beis is 52, and Nun is the is Nun is 50. 50 is Nun Shari Bina, Chamishim Shari Bina. So in that way, it's as strange as it sounds. You know that Moshe Rabbeinu, v'tachasrei ma'at melukim, he reached the 49th level of Bina. Now, even though Moshe Rabbeinu is the greatest Jew that ever lived, he reached the 49th level of Bina, v'tachasrei ma'at melukim. But Yeshua is Yeshua bin Nun, which is the meaning of the Chamishim Shari Bina, so we have to see what that means. How could that be? What does that mean? But Yeshua is bin Nun, Bina, Chamishim Shari Bina. Yeshua bin Nun berozah the shame beiz nun. Ha'anoit al koichai, that draws its strength, he draws his strength, minun shar bina, from the 50 gates of bina, lo hishia es Yisrael. He would bring a Yeshua, Yeshua bin Nun. And he would bring a Yeshua to the Jewish people, ulachnisam la'aretz, Eretz Yisrael's Malchus. And this is the connection between Bina and Malchus. Yeshua bin Nun, with Eretz Yisrael, which is Malchus. Yeshua is the Yeshua. Yeshua would bring the Yeshua. It comes that from the Chamishim Shari Bina, Lachnisim La'aretz. Ubehayayis Koichai Mitzad HaBina. And since his Koach comes Mitzad HaBina, Lefichach Omar Acharkach Kasher Hayisi Emoshe. So Hashem tells Yeshua that the same way that I was with Moshe, I'm going to be with you. Because Chochma and Bina are trei rein lo mispardon. That Chochma and Bina, those two spheres, are inseparable. Chochma is the father and Bina is the mother. Bina is a very feminine quality. Bina Yisera Nitna Isha. A woman has Bina Yisera. The koach of the man, of the father, is Chochma. Is the sun, and the koch of the woman, of the wife, is Bina, which is the moon. So we're talking about, therefore, the Yeshuas that came from Yeshua, come through Esther Malka and so on. That side of the moon, of what's feminine. So the pasuk, when it says, Kasher Hayisi Moshe, Eyeh Imach, now Moshe Bina told him himself, I'm going to be with you, Eyeh Imach. Moshe Bina was Chachma. Chochma and Bina can't be separated. Trei rein lo mispardon, that's the husband and wife. Without that, there's nothing. There's no children, there's nothing. So Hashem says to Yeshua, Kasher Hayisi Moshe, Eyeh Imach. The same way that I was with Moshe, I'm going to be with you. Aleph Hey Yud Hey is a very important name. He doesn't go into it at length here, but of course, that's exactly when Yeshua asked, Ma Shmoy, Hashem told him, Aleph Hey Yud Hey. And Moshe said to Yeshua, "Ki Eyeh Imach, I'm going to be with you." The same way that Hashem told Moshe by the bush, "Don't worry, Eyeh Imach, I'm going to be with you." So now Moshe gave that over to Yeshua, Aleph Ayud Hey. He gave that over to Yeshua, and Hashem tells Yeshua, he says, "Kasher He Yisir Moshe Eyeh Imach," that the same Eyeh Aleph Ayud Hey, that it was with Moshe, Aleph Ayud Hey with you, because Chochma and Bina has to be held together, the sun and the moon. The father and the mother. Aleph Hayud Hey Daika, Shu Shem Habina Mamish Kiyadua, because Aleph Hayud Hey is the Shem Habina, is the Shem Habina. The Gamaisha Atzma Omar, turn it over, Gamaisha Atzma Omar, Amaloi, and Moshe Rabbeinu also said to him, Beferish, Vanoichi Eye Ima, Aleph Hayud Hey. Which is Bina. In other words, I, Chochma, the son, Eyeh Imach, I'm going to give over to you, Bina. The husband gives to the wife, and that's how they have children. Vanoichi Eyeh Imach, Beroza de Shemsha, which is the secret of the sun, the Nohir le Sahara, that illuminates the moon. Besoikva, with great strength. Vinikra Yadua, and it's known. Ki be'yoyis Yisrael b'midbar, that when Bnei Yisrael were in the desert, hoyi b'mokum hadin hakosha, the midbar was a place of very strong dinim. din kosher, very sharp, very strong din, the midbar. It's impossible to live there. If not for the miracles, you couldn't live in such a place. It's a place of din. It's a place that's very, very hard to see Rachmei Hashem, Chazdei Hashem. It's a place of emptiness, of desolation, the midbar. The snakes and the scorpions, all the bad stuff that was there, which all symbolizes the koiches of tumen, of dinim, all kinds of bad things. But Simon, a place where there's no water, water is chesed. It's a place of thirst, din, where there's no water, water is chesed. The inun, dalad dargin, the resicha, the misabusa. And these are the four madregas. Nochas, Sorof, Akrav, and Simon are the four madregas of the chariot of impurity. Without going into all things that are not for us. But the four inyanim of Tuma, the snake, the scorpion, all these things. V'kasha yotzum imenu v'nichnus l'aretz. So when we were finally able to get out of the midbar, out of that those four koiches of Tuma, of the midbar, of the dinim of the midbar, and we came to Eretz Yisrael, Nimsa sha'ovrum min ha'din el ha'chesed. We crossed over from the world of din, which is outside of Eretz Yisrael, which is chutz la'aretz, which is the midbar, el ha'chesed, and we entered into the world of chesed. Min ha'smol el ha'yamin. We left the left. We went away from the left side, which is din, and we entered into the right side, which is chesed, Eretz Yisrael. M'zesoid. And that's what it means at the beginning of the Navi. Kum avoras hayarden hazer. Get up and cross over the Yarden. Go into Eretz Yisrael. Avoras hayarden, because Shehim Oisius har din. Cross over the mountain of din. Hayarden is har din. Cross over the mountain of din that separates between Chutz La'aretz, the Midbar, and Eretz Yisrael. Avoras hayarden hazer. Shemaisi is hard din. Because on the other side of the Yarden, in the Eivar Yarden, Shabaret Sichon Va'oiga, Dain Ha Yahadin, Masvis Kenegdom, there's still that threat of the Koiches of Din. They're on the other side of the Yarden. Crossing over the Yarden means Lavor Din. Eivar HaYarden means to cross over from the place of Din. Yarden is the Oasis Yorad Din. It's a place of Dinim. And crossing over the Yarden from Din to Chesed. When you come to Eretz Yisrael, you're crossing over from Din to Chesed. V'yishahayse dugmas ha-tachtoyne shal oylem ha-atzilu sh'nechnosim b'briya v'ha-din mis'achis b'hem. It's okay. Say that it's a place of dinim. Zohar tam sh'bnei gadol b'nei ruv v'machatzi shevet menashe sh'yoshu b'eretz yichon v'oig osu mizbeh gadol l'mar. K'dei l'achnias ha-din. That's why the Shvatim who lived on the other side of the Yarden had to bring a big karbonis and a big mizbeach. There are a lot of dinim over there. So at that place of Eivar HaYarden, it's a dangerous place. It's a bad place. We'll talk about Mitzvah the next year. That's why there were a lot of murders that took place. So it was a bad place. So they had to do different things to be mamtik the dinim over there. So in that place, they built a mizbeach. God l'mar k'day l'achnias adin shemisachis ba'artzim ve'yosim rechoykim imokim ha'kedusha, because they were far away from the Makom HaKedusha. They were on the they're on the wrong side of the Yarden. Shume Eivar Yarden v'hola. The good side is Me'eivar Yarden v'hola. It's across the Yarden v'hola. In Eretz Yisrael. V'Yeshua Yitzorach Lahavris and Yitzaitzis HaKedosis Shehem Soid B'nei Yisrael. So Yeshua's job was how to take holiness B'nei Yisrael, which are the Yitzaitzis of Kedusha in the world, how to take them from the world of din, from that scary world of din, Ela Menucha L'Anachla, to bring to a world of chesed, which is what the tzaddik is always trying to do. It's the inyan of the tzaddik, is to take Jews from din to chesed. Every tzaddik is trying to bring Jews across the Yarden. That's what every tzaddik is doing. To cross over from the midbar to Eretz Yisrael. That's the inyan of a tzaddik. And Yeshua has to do this. To come to that place of Eretz Yisrael, which is Menucha Anachla, the place of tranquility and our inheritance, Shumokim HaKedusha Atzma, which is the place of holiness. B'zeh shekosuv, and that's what's written. Kum avoras hayarden hazeh. Get up. Now that kima comes from the sun. That's what he was explaining earlier. Because Moshe Benev said, don't worry, eye imach. So Moshe Benev is chachma, that's illuminating even after his death into Bina, because he gave him that from before. And Yeshua was able to continue with that light that he received from Moshe Rabbeinu. Kum avor es hayarden hazeh. You can do it. To cross over the Yarden. This mountain of Din. You could take Bnei Yisrael and bring them across the mountain of judgment. The mountain of Din. Atav v'kol ha'am hazeh. El ha'aretz asher anochi noisen lahem l'bnei Yisrael. You and the entire nation to the land that I'm giving to Bnei Yisrael. V'gam Bnei Ruhin, Bnei Gad, v'chatzi shev Menashe, over l'sham. Now we're going to talk about that much more. The Bnei Ruhin, Bnei Gad, v'chatzi shev Menashe, as you know, they weren't allowed, I mean, the women and the kids stayed in the Eirei Yarden, but the men had to go chalutzim. Had to, not only did they cross over the Yarden, but they came and were leading us. They had to lead. They were put in the front lines. Now, why did they have to be put in the front lines? These are the Bnei Eiver HaYarden. Their chelik is the other side of the Yarden. But that's exactly why they had to be put front and forward in the world of Chesed. Because they needed an extra dosage of Kedushas HaAretz, because their place is on the Chutz La'aretz side of the Yarden, in the place of Din. So therefore they need a very strong haptaka, a very strong sweetening, an extra dosage of sugar from Eretz Yisrael. V'imzeh hasifu lahem koach lachnias hadin hamasachis ba'aretzam, because then they'll be able to go back and they have an extra measure of what? An extra measure of chesed, of kedusha, to go back to the Eirei Yarden with the wives, with the women and the children, to be machnia the dinim of to repress and to fight against the dinim that are on the Chutz La'aretz side. V'zeh soy, ki sholchem Yehoshua el ohaleim, v'yavarchem v'yomer leim leimer b'nechosim rabim shuvu el ohaleichem v'chul. That's why at the end, Yeshua sends them back to their homes and says, b'nechosim rabim, you got a lot of good stuff you're going home with. B'nechosim rabim. What do you think they get? What do they get over there? They went to Mamila Mola or something, what did they get? Nechasim Rabim Shuva El Aleichem. With all that you've gotten, now you can return back to your tents. With all that you've gotten from Kedushas Haaretz, being at the front, from all that you've taken from Kedushas Haaretz, now you can go back to Eivar Yarden, you can be Mamtik the Dinim over there where you are. Shuva El Aleichem. Shehim Soid HaKoycha Shehim Shichu La'atzim Kedushas Haaretz Kedei Lachnias HaDin HaShalit Ba'aretzam. That's the stuff they took back. They took back Kedushas Haaretz. K'meishon Afarish b'mekoymai k'shenegi l'sham b'ezah Hashem Yisbarach. V'nach zil inyanenu shomah asher noichin oisin lahem levnei Yisrael umilas lahem nirem yus. So what does it say asher miyutar? What does it mean asher noichin oisin lahem levnei Yisrael? Asher noichin oisin levnei Yisrael. Milas lahem near miutar, v'atamhu kihi shalahem mamish. Sheikvar mish. It says Asher Anochin Leisen lahem levnei Yisrael. Why the extra word lahem levnei Yisrael? So Moshe David says kihi shalahem mamish. I'm not just giving it to Bnei Yisrael. The whole world says that Yisrael doesn't really belong to us. So the pasuk says Asher Anochin Leisen lahem levnei Yisrael. Lahem, it's theirs, Libnei Yisrael. Shrei kvami sheshis mei breishis, nivres eretz hakadosha, v'huchna la'am hakadosh. Because from the 6 days of creation, Eretz Yisrael was prepared and custom designed and waiting for the am hakadosh, and waiting for the holy nation of Yisrael to return. Chinyin amram zal b'sefer zoha, ara kadisha la'am hakadosh esalka, that ara kadisha, the holy land, was set aside for the Amakadisha, for the holy people. Umasha nitna betchila biyat Knan. So then why was it sitting for so many years in the hands of Knan, of our enemies? Ubisada klipa shakademis the pri. That's the mystery of the klipa, of the peel, of the husk, of the shell that surrounds the fruit. Now the time had come for this shell to be ripped away and for the fruit to finally be revealed, and that could only take place through the kibush of Eretz Yisrael that will take place with Yeshua and with Bnei Yisrael. Did you ever learn his svarim before? I don't know if you. It's kedai to, you see, it's kedai to look at them. Yeah. Man, he goes in every pasuk in Yeshua like this. It's not like he just got off to a good start. He goes like the whole sefer is like this. The whole sefer Yeshua. I mean, the whole Tanakh we have from Rav Eshedov. They started coming out around 35 years ago. Now we already have the whole Tanakh till Divrei Yom, the whole Tanakh. So, Mr. Shem, I'm not going to be here next Moshe Shabbos, but the following Moshe Shabbos, we're going to continue to learn more of this inyan of Yarad Din, Yarden, and Eva HaYarden, and how Yeshua was going to begin this Hamtokas Adinim at that point of the Eva HaYarden. We'll talk about the splitting of the Yarden, how they went through the Yarden. We'll talk about all of that from Mitzvah Shem. Let me continue next time. Go ahead.
But where is